it became clear this could really be something more than just, like a duet record or something like that, that it actually had some kind of meaning and resonance for us. And that makes things a lot easier, I think, if it has something meaningful and behind it.
I grew up, with 45s and chart stuff everywhere. I was too young to really be too familiar with everything that they were doing, but it's pretty personal. I'm psyched that we got to do it.
Invisible light breeze still haunt my mind. Nights are so long, heart can't go on. Incredibly lonely.
Da Kurt Wagner og Courtney Tidwell plukket opp gitarene sine for å lage plate sammen, var det altså med utgangspunkt i en veldig personlig historie. Chart Records ble lenge drevet av Tidwells bestefar, og faren jobbet der som artistansvarlig. Mora, som nå død, rakk dessuten å gi ut flere plater på selskapet, før karrieren tok slutt på grunn av en diagnose som manisk depressiv. Chart opparbeidet seg en fyldig katalog i løpet av de to tiårene som plateselskapet eksisterte, og selv om Wagner og Tidwell på ingen måte har hørt alt, har de lyttet seg gjennom et par hundre låter i forkant av plateinnspillingen.
There was this guy that started a chart record appreciation site and started collecting all chart records, and he has nearly all of it. And I drove down to Georgia, picked up a hard drive with all the material, and Kurt and I just, took a couple of weeks, and we were drawn to the same ones.
They just stood out because so many of the songs almost sounded alike, almost like formulas, Every now and then one would come along that didn't sort of fit into those little formulas, and those are the ones that we found interesting because they didn't fit in. They were sort of the oddballs or something like that. So you had to almost look beyond the performance that you were hearing just to, and look at them as songs. And they're good songs. They're just different type of songs than Courtney and I would normally do on our own. They're pretty straightforward things. But musically, they're interesting.
Yeah, for instance, the song Penetration that we did by a group called Three Heads that originally, did the recordings. And the song Penetration was just so nutty, whacked out, and I totally unexpected. I had no idea that my dad, my grandfather, it's like a psychedelic soul.
Yeah.
And the other songs are amazing too, but it was kind of neat for me because I just had no idea that my dad would make a record like that.
Penetration.
Penetration.
Sound continues to pass where my marker used to be. Penetration leaves another man tired.
Både Wagner og Tidwell er vaskeekte Nashville-innbyggere. Men selv om de har røttene sine i hjertet av country-industrien, er de begge mest opptatt av det som befinner seg litt utenfor allfarvei. Akkurat som det obskure, men velrenommerte selskapet som de hyller med plata si.
We wanted to show a different side of Nashville. I think nowadays we all know what's going on with country on the radio, and I think did we set out to make a country record? Not necessarily, but I think it's kind of neat to showcase, the way it used to be and the way I think it should still be now.
This is part of our heritage, our upbringing, and I think in a way it's kind of interesting because that's something that's starting to happen in Nashville now, I think, to some extent. These are, the grandkids and kids of country performers and people who worked in country music, and they're making interesting music now on their own and in their own way.
Lydverket på P3.
Where you been? Where you been? It's the same old question again. What's the use, baby? What's the use?